Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. The Pennsylvania SPCA is seeking the public's help in tracking down the person who killed a cat with a bow and arrow in West Philadelphia. KYW's Charlotte Reese has the details.
The cat reportedly got out of a home on the 5800 block of Chestnut Street in West Philadelphia sometime late Thursday night. He was found the next morning outside of a corner store less than a block away.
Our officer responded to the location where the owner of the store provided us access to their cameras.
Nicole Wilson, director of humane law enforcement for PSPCA, says a man was caught on camera picking the cat up with a shovel and putting it in a trash can.
He had moved the cat because he knew his neighbors that had children, and he didn't want the children to see the cat in that condition.
The cat was apparently still alive in the morning and died on the way to the PSPCA.
It was a bow and arrow that was used, so obviously you don't see a lot of those floating around in the city, so we believe that there are people in that immediate area that would have information as to who did this.
Under new animal laws, this crime is considered a felony. Anyone with information should contact the PSPCA hotline at 866-601-7722. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia City Council appears set to ban single-use plastic bags in stores, but as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb explains, environmentalists fear the bill that City Council is set to vote on this week won't have enough impact.
The bill provides no fee that stores can charge to provide other kinds of disposable bags to customers. Without any kind of penalty for customers who don't bring reusable bags when shopping, environmentalists told council the bill will be far less effective.
Every study has shown that when a consumer makes the choice of to pay for a bag or not, they don't take a bag or they bring their own.
The lack of a fee has also turned retailers against the bill. The bill's sponsor, Mark Squilla, had originally proposed a 15-cent fee, but some of his colleagues argued that would hurt low-income shoppers.
Squilla says he'd rather get the bill on the books and then study its effects down the line. Meanwhile, Comcast is making a couple of changes to expand customer connections. Here's KYW's Mike Doherty with more.
Internet Essentials is a low-cost option for people on a tight budget to stay connected. Comcast's Executive Vice President David Cohen says it's now available for anybody in Comcast's coverage area who meets the program requirements. He says they are also going to provide customer service chats for those who use American Sign Language because sometimes texting back and forth just isn't good enough.
This is a more natural way. I mean, this for this population, their most natural way of communicating is through ASL, just like the most natural way you and I have of communicating is by talking to each other.
Email and online chat will, of course, still be available to Comcast customers. And a Germantown-based nonprofit group that helps businesses expand is celebrating its 20th anniversary. KYW's Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains it will celebrate the milestone next week, and it will be focused on innovation.
What I want people to realize is that we are still inventors.
Pamela Rich Wheeler is founder and executive director of the Business Center. The group works to educate, connect, and coach entrepreneurs with a big focus on manufacturing.
Maybe you're not at the point where you need to produce 4,000 units, but you need a place where you can produce 1,500 and still serve a substantial market.
Rich Wheeler says they'll hold their annual fundraiser next Friday, and the theme is innovation. Imagine it forward.
To be an entrepreneur that is going to be needed in 5 years and 10 years and not just now.
The event takes place at Pico's Energy Hall. The organization will honor several entrepreneurs who are embodying innovation, including a 10-year-old and 17-year-old. Plus, they'll kick off looking for the next round of innovative business owners.
For more on this, including a podcast, go to our website, kywnewsradio.com. And that's The All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.